Avijja Sutta, Step 1, Viskayamita we have. Dharma friends, all of us have. Then, Step 2 is we have the opportunity to listen to the true Dharma. So constantly listening to the true Dharma, Step 2 is very important. And all Kayamita has, yes, the recording, the video, the transcript book, everything is there. Then when you listen to the true Dharma, you reflect on it, you contemplate on it, you develop stronger faith, better understanding. Then you can also put it to test. Then when it stands up to investigation, you have joy, you have stronger faith, then your mind becomes different. Then step 3 will arise. Faith or confidence in the Buddha and his teaching means faith in the Triple Gem. They will arise. Once step 3 arises, it will drive you, that faith will drive you to cultivate sati, leading to the stability of it. And through step 1, 2, 3, it will develop into step 4, which is yoniso manasikara. First turning, second turning, that I explained earlier on. Then in between, for those who are very stable already, you can also have third turning wisdom, the direct seeing, insight into phenomena, ability to comprehend the more higher Dhamma, the more refined Dhamma. So all this can happen at step 4. That as it happened at step 4, as that yoniso manasikara stabilize and become very stable, then your awareness nature inside also become more and more stable, more and more stable. Then your sati become very stable. That's why step 5 will arise. The only thing you need to add is step 5, you need clear comprehension. So you have to reflect on the 4 types of clear comprehension that I have explained to you all. The first type of clear comprehension is not only when you are in sati, you must also have clear comprehension while in sati. Clear comprehension of the 4 important things. This will prevent you from going wrong, debating. So what are the 4? The first one is clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose. Means your purpose is very sincere. Not for psychic, not for personal fame, not for any other thing. But basically, is to develop this understanding of the Dhamma so that it can liberate your mind, free the former mind from suffering, so that it can give rise to wisdom for you to be a blessing to all, for you to have the good life, so that you understand life and you can live life. And that is a very powerful, clear comprehension. Then you won't go wrong. Then the next clear comprehension is the domain of practice or cultivation. Cultivation can be done, like the Buddha explained, in any of the 4 postures. Standing, walking, sitting, or lying down. Means throughout the day, we are in this 4 postures. And maybe also the connecting moment in between. And these are the domain of meditation. Means we don't have to wait till we retire to go full time, to become serious. No, in the midst of life, while you are still working or going about doing your daily chores, you can develop the meditative training. The only criteria is to have mindfulness, to be aware. That's why sati sampajana is to enable you to have sati or mindfulness while in the midst of life. So step 5, sati sampajana, is mindfulness and clear comprehension while in the midst of life. And this is the daily mindfulness. This is very powerful and very important. So you can do that means you have understood the first two. Clear comprehension. Clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose and clear comprehension of domain of meditation. Then the third one is to keep you focused. Clear comprehension of suitability. Suitability means what? The most important time, the most important place, and the most important people. They are the one that is within the moment around you. So the most important time is the here and the now. That's why cultivate while you have the ability, the means. Be in the state of sati awareness, leading to heedfulness. If you can maintain sati sampajana in the midst of life, you are heedful throughout the day. That's why you are destined for enlightenment. So the here and the now is most important. So don't go and waste your time by worrying about the past or think about the future to project your fear, worry, anxiety. No need. The here and the now is the most important thing. Like I always say, of all the three periods of time, which covers the whole spectrum of existence, past, present, and the future, which is the reality? Past is already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come, also not a reality. The present moment is the only reality in life. Moment to moment, life passes by. And this is the only reality. What are you doing? Are you mindful of the moment? Or are you heedlessly lost in thought? Too busy planning, thinking, and worrying about life. So much so you never get to live life because you are never with the moment, hardly with the moment. So when you see all this, you realize clear comprehension of suitability, the present moment is very important. So if you know the present moment is the only reality and the highest in life, then we need to inquire and reflect. What are we doing moment to moment? And if you look at life, most living being, human, if they are non-cultivated, what are they doing? Every moment they are heedlessly thinking, dreaming, worrying, planning their life. And they hardly live life, because they cannot be with the moment. They are hardly mindful, aware. There is hardly any inner awareness. Without inner awareness, you cannot understand things. You cannot be in the state of awareness, mindfulness, to see things as they are, to awaken, to develop understanding and wisdom. You can't. And because of that, delusion set in. You become heedless. That's why this mindfulness and clear comprehension are very important. Suitability, present moment. Then we will know how to live life. Moment to moment, we are aware. We are able to observe. We are able to be in a state of relaxed inner awareness, at peace, with tranquility, with stillness, with clarity. Then we only act when there is condition to act. And every moment of sense experience, because of the initial wisdom, the Dhamma understanding, we will not stir our mind. We will not like panic or worry or become excited. No. There is inner awareness. There is that wisdom, the unisomeness. This will protect us. Then we will know how to act according to the wisdom way or the Dhamma way, following the Dhamma understanding. You don't act according to memory anymore. That's where the difference is. So clear comprehension of suitability got three types. I only explain the present moment, here and now. Most important time is now, here and now. Then the most important person are the people that are around us. Like if there's a physical class, those who attend, they are very important, the non-humans. They are very important. And now on Zoom, those that are listening to my sharing, they are the most important. But these are the people that can receive the vibration, the energy, the understanding. Then later on, the recording of the Jin Hao Sui, they all did up the thing. Then of course, those who have the affinity and condition to listen to it, they are also benefiting. There's a clear comprehension of stability is most important time is the here and now. The most important people are the people who are close to you and have affinity to you and can receive your teaching, sharing, and blessings. And the last one is the most important place. Yeah. So time, people, and place. Place is here and now. Like we are in Malaysia, understand? There are a lot of things we can do. We can come to each other's house or have a meeting or gathering or what. So this is the locality. But when you are here, like I always say, when you go for a tour, you are overseas, but you worry about the things that are happening in Malaysia at home. Yeah. What I mean is not the news. It's your personal life, your loved one, everything. You can worry, but you are there physically, understand? So while you are traveling, when you are overseas, wherever you are, be present, understand? That's what I teach you on spiritual trip. Be there. With the awareness and really experience that thing, the pristine beauty and wonders of life, moment to moment, in a new locality, in a new environment. Feel the energy, feel the consciousness, feel the whatever environment, everything that is around. Then observe, develop wisdom and understanding of it. Yeah. Then when you are in relationship, interacting with society, with people, with the environment, with nature, develop the wisdom and awareness within to help you do all this. So this is what Dhamma cultivation is all about, the deeper aspect of it. And very few people understand this. Then the fourth part is the clear comprehension of non-delusion. That one is to prevent one from deviating. This one involves the 10 defilements of insight. These are the 10 meditative mindset that can create defilement in the cultivator if they don't have the wisdom. Yeah, these are defilement of insight, make them complacent, make them deviate and go into other activity or field of training and cultivation because it lures them. The ego is being lured. Then they end up debating. So this four type of clear comprehension is very important.